The Vice President's address was to brief the legislators on the progress of the peace process before they break off for a 1 month recess early next month. The purpose was to encourage the parliamentarians to sensitize their constituents on the implementation of the agreement during their break. Vice President Wani Iga reiterated that the government is committed to implementing the agreement to end the suffering of the people. He said he is one of the people whose position has been affected by the peace deal and called on others who may be affected to accept the changes in the interest of peace.
And I'm saying this from the depth of my heart without doubt. So you will see me in the forefront preaching about the need to advocate and strongly support this agreement. Yes. Because the issue is not about personalities, Wani Iga or X or Y. The issue is the country. It is the country. It is our people who have suffered untold sufferings for almost 50 years. And then we have become, by definition, the last in the world in terms of backwardness and development. So if there is anybody, I appeal to this house as individuals, if there is anybody who has been affected as an individual by this agreement, please, please stomach it as I did.
Conflict broke out between government and opposition in 2013, which caused many deaths, displacement of people, and destruction of properties. The government and opposition put pen to paper after nearly 20 months of civil war. Vice President Wani Iga says, although government has some reservations, this peace agreement has provisions which are beneficial to the country. He singled out provisions on governance, economy, and security, among other provisions, which are good for the nation.
So in spite of the reservations, there are good things definitely in this agreement. No doubt about this. Oh yes, this I can swear. There are also good things in it. In fact, the majority are good things. But maybe our understanding, I would want to refer to institutional reforms, which is stipulated in this agreement. I think this one, we really need it also. It is no secret that Juba is one of the first, if not the first, crime-dominated city. Said in Juba, you cannot sleep in the street. So, really, comrades, can you think alone in one of the corners there, just in one of the corners in your own house, will this agreement, as it is per se, bring an end to these endless crimes in our towns, especially Juba? Nothing. So he said, the reduction of this force is to reduce the guns. And together with the government, they will try to comb Juba in terms of the illegal bearers of guns. And I think this is right. The capital must really be maximally peaceful.
According to the agreement, the transitional period commences 90 days after the signing of the agreement. There shall be transitional government of national unity tasked with implementation of the agreement. Deputy Foreign Affairs Minister Peter Bashir Bendi urged the members of parliament to take lead in reconciliation.
This parliament, and I have to reiterate this, this parliament represents the people of South Sudan. And this parliament has a very cardinal role to play in the coming phase, especially in regard to the implementation of the peace agreement. This parliament has a very, very, very important role in form of reviewing all our legal frameworks and our major legislation that are supposed to be reviewed. This parliament, above all, has a very, very important role because the unity of South Sudan will start from here. As we are all aware that this senseless war has torn the social fabrics of our people. It has divided the people of South Sudan. We have signed peace. We will implement it. But the national healing and the reconciliation, I think we should be championed from this parliament. It is very important. Very soon, after 90 days, you will have new members coming here. You will have some of your colleagues who decided to join the opposition. They will be coming to this parliament. So it is the way you behave, the way you conduct yourself, the way you interact will send a very positive message to our people at the grassroots, because the process of national healing and reconciliation will have to start from this parliament. So you must prepare yourself for that. And I have very, very, very big trust that you are capable of doing that, so that we are able to bring South Sudan to its old and previous glories.
Shortly after his address to the honorable members, the vice president boarded a plane to New York, where he will represent the government in the next week's United Nations General Assembly. I'm Luak Nelson for Radio Miraya.